More than 1,100 Saab dealers worldwide got bad news today. General Motors is no longer trying to sell the company. Instead, GM will close Saab. Michigan Radio's Rena Miller reports.
Ron Collins' family sells Saabs in Burton, Michigan, just outside of Flint. Unfortunately for him, Saabs are all they sell. His father started the dealership in 1959 because he appreciated the quality of Saab's engineering. Saab originally produced aircraft for the Royal Swedish Air Force. This morning, Collins got the news he'd been expecting but dreading. GM's negotiations with Spyker Cars, a Dutch company, had fallen through. After other failed tries to find a buyer, GM is now giving up on Saab. Collins says his company will do the best it can while it can.
We've got a lot of customers out, not just in our area, but in the whole state of Michigan. So we're going to continue with service. Service is going to be very important for the next 2 or 3 years, and we're going to increase our used car activity, of course, now that we don't have anything new to sell.
At a press conference in New York this morning, GM Europe President Nick Reilly made it clear that this really is the end for Saab.
We've been in the process of selling Saab for several months, unsuccessfully, and there's really no point in carrying on. We'll make the announcement today and begin the wind-down process in early January.
More than 3,400 people work at the Saab factory in Sweden, and tens of thousands of people are employed at Saab dealerships worldwide. General Motors says it will continue to honor warranties and provide service and parts to current Saab owners around the world. But for Ron Collins in Burton, the end of Saab means the end of a way of life.
Yeah, certainly not going to be a very Merry Christmas for us.
Saab has a small but intensely loyal following. It has a reputation for making safe, sporty, and practical cars. It innovated turbochargers and electric seat warmers, features that were copied by most of its competitors. For NPR News, I'm Rena Miller in Ann Arbor.